Those plastic bags that you carry home from a Target run or your weekly grocery shopping are finding new life in the hands of some dedicated volunteers. The Normal Public Library is hosting a day of crocheting, May 27th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Hundreds of plastic bags will be transformed into waterproof sleeping mats for the homeless. Sylvia Hsu from the Normal Public Library says this particular craft event was inspired by another project called Scarves of Strength.
We had a bunch of women that volunteered and knitted a bunch of scarves and hats for women in the domestic violence shelters. And in talking amongst this group, they were really excited to be doing something like that, to be able to give back to the community. And they actually wanted to form a group that would do different kind of charitable things. And about a month ago, we also did hats for the kids at St. Jude. So this was a natural fit for us.
So basically, this is almost like a club within the Normal Public Library of people who want to create things with their hands for people in the community.
Absolutely. Yep. We actually have a little name. We're calling ourselves The Circle.
Okay.
So, yeah. Because it started out as a circle of women, you know, sitting around in a circle talking and crocheting and knitting. So it's a fitting name.
So you're taking plastic bags and you're essentially weaving them into plastic sleeping mats for the homeless.
Yep.
You know, this is actually a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is really huge. There's actually a Facebook group for people who actually do this.
Yep, absolutely.
So this is a very widespread event.
Right. We found out actually about this. One of our members, name is Christina Martin, does this for her church. And she was saying how she wishes she could produce a lot more of these, but it's time consuming to make the plarn.
And plarn?
So it's called plarn, which is plastic yarn. We're calling it plarn.
Okay.
She said that it's time consuming. And I offered her, I said, hey, that would be a great charitable event that we could do here at the library. Many hands, you know, makes the work a lot lighter. So yeah, this was actually inspired by her.
Well, how long does it take to make one of these?
Well, it's a pretty big stitch, so it's several hours. But probably the most time-consuming part is actually making the plarn, because the bags have to be folded a certain way and then cut and then attached together. They're linked together, basically.
Well, tell me how you looked into how this is a specific need that you're filling. How did you go about assessing the need for these mats from the homeless?
Well, I kind of keep tabs in the paper and so forth about different, like Home Sweet Home, for example. They have put out articles out there about there are a lot of homeless that do not come to the shelter to stay for whatever reason. Sometimes they don't feel safe. Sometimes, you know, it could be a mental issue or something, and they just don't want to stay at the shelter, but they definitely need things like this that would help them to be able to stay in the places that they choose, like parks or whatever. So that's kind of where that came from. There is a need for it because there is a huge population in Bloomington Normal that does not stay in shelters, but that are homeless, that I've personally talked to and have seen. This is something that's really important to me, so I just kind of have been keeping tabs on it, if you will, throughout the years.
You know, how portable exactly will these mats be? I mean, for homeless people who basically, you know, have on their back or carry in a bag all their possessions, is this something that's easily roll-upable and just stuffed into a bag?
Which is really cool, because considering that it takes 600 bags to make one, you'd think it would be super heavy, but it's not. It's very light, and it does come with straps that you can tie up the mat, and then the straps are also used for, like, putting them over your shoulder, like a shoulder bag. The way it was designed is very convenient.
600 bags.
600 bags.
Where do you get, and for that's just for one mat, where are you getting these bags?
Well, it was really cool because we reached out to the community, the patrons of Bloomington Normal, and whoever else wanted to donate. They came in and they brought so many bags, which is really cool. Yeah, and then a lot of the employees also brought bags in. But I'd say the community responded well, because I really feel like it's a win-win situation. We get to recycle the bags.
It's good for the environment.
It's good
for the homeless people.
Exactly. Yep.
Have you thought about maybe hooking up with one of the local grocery stores and have them actually donate some of their bags?
That's our thought for next year. Absolutely. Because I would like to make this a yearly event, if not bi-yearly. And I was going to reach out to the grocery stores and ask them to donate bags. It'd be a lot easier that way, because we wouldn't have to bypass a few steps of having to go through all the bags, clean them out.
How many do you estimate you'll be able to get done?
Well, it all depends on how much plarn we can make. Let's see. It takes 600 bags. I wanted to make 30, so we're looking at 12,000 bags. We have a lot of bags, but
where
I'm not...
Where did you store those bags?
Well, they're kind of taking over the copy room at the library, so they are... Yeah, it's a huge, huge amount that we have. Hopefully. I'm hoping for 30, but if not, whatever we can make, you know, I'm sure will be helpful.
How well do these mats hold up over time?
Well, they're pretty sturdy, and they're crocheted actually really tightly. So I'm thinking that they're going to hold up. Now, I've never personally have slept on one, but they do look pretty sturdy. And actually, we have one hanging up in the library if anybody wants to come out and kind of check it out. It's pretty neat.
Well, as you said, Sylvia, this came out of other projects mm-hmm. that the women in the circle have done mm-hmm. to help people in the community. Mm-hmm. Are you looking to the future and other things that you could be doing for folks in the community?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if anybody has any ideas, please reach out to us at the library. You can go to asknormal.org and they'll be able to leave us an email or whatever. And
are you going to have a big ceremony or something where you hand over the mats to like Home Sweet Home or, yeah. or what have you and say, you know, here's our gift to you?
That's not in the works because it's almost like this is something that we've done kind of quietly.
So do you not want a lot of attention for the fact that you're doing this?
Attention in the fact that people should come help, but not necessarily attention in the fact that, I don't know.
You don't want pats on the back for doing
exactly.
this.
Exactly. That's a perfect word for it. We're doing this out of a heart that wants to help the community and give back to those that are less fortunate. And absolutely, this is not about acclamations. It's not about praise. It's about helping out.
That's Sylvia Hsu from the Normal Public Library. Crocheters can join the circle on Saturday, May 27th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm Laura Kennedy.